Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, we on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio, the kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
So I walked through the valley of death. I never got lost or took cowardice steps. I moved honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty, but wouldn't trade God for success. In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinated, reality rap, not the fabricated. We'll have you anxious to sell weight for fend a patient like architects building cases. The foundation is information. I give it my lyrics, ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier, melanated descendants of slaves who found ways to elevate it.
Grey's anatomy amazed with duality. I inhaled and propelled through polarities. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number four is factually. I'm the core, conquistador of the faculty. Bastard seed, black fatigue. Prestigious since elites is from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger's rap with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approve, cop and bounce. Never announced financial losers, stop the count. Lost profound, was both in the same breath. The souls remained fresh, every dose came correct. The game respect, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarded. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Al. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in like Brumman. But I kick back and roll perp up, yes. And write an ill flow when the surf's up, yes. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Short nights make the days longer. Start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread in a duffel, a too long gun. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the chalk away. My problems way well orc away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake light. 7 days in a week, I'm on the eighth night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. Man, I had to play that Mars, you know, Cormega, mega philosophy, I got to say. When it comes down to one of the best albums I heard this year, still bumping it on a daily basis. Of course, I love Cormega as it is. I'd like to welcome everybody listening in. I know we've been kind of neglecting the show a little bit. It's not so much neglecting the show, people. I'm still here with you. You already know that. It's Die For Mag about to do the studio albums. I got some great, great music. So, but tonight, I'm going to have to tell you, we don't have any guests besides the people that are going to call up and show the real support to Die For. As far as, you know, special guest celebrities, we going to be playing the best music of all these people we basically had on the show tonight, and also give you like a preview, basically, of the people that we've had or having in Die 4 Mag as well. I know we got, Constant Flow, which if y'all don't know about him, like we say, do the knowledge. I got a new track from him. His album dropped already. He's in the magazine. This is, you know, Real MC. I got a track with him in Immortal Technique. I mean, come on, man. Like, we got the Lord Jazz new cut. I mean, we're going to do it real big. White Crows in the house. Man, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. But I appreciate everybody tuning in. I will also like to say I have somewhat of a co-host besides my dude, Matt Four, who's already on the line. I got my homie Had One with me who's just recently getting into the broadcasting system, going to school for it over here in Valley College in the Valley, you know what I'm saying, L.A. bound. So he's definitely rocking out with us in the studio tonight. I've known my dude Had going, you know, 12-something years now. So, big shout-out to him, and he's definitely going to be having his input and some fans call up for him and get the experience. So you know how we do it. But, let me go to my dude real quick, my OG confidant, co-host, Mad Four, Die Four, what's poppin'?
What's up, yo, Die Four Radio in effect. Happy motherfucking day for y'all motherfuckers. Great Tuesday night. What do you think?
Hey, man, it's a great Tuesday. You know, it was interesting because I'm working on all this music and we got the magazine going and, you know, I was talking to Todd, obviously, and this and that, and I was like, you know, nah, let's just keep grinding, you know, like, let's keep grinding on the magazine, or let's keep grinding doing this, and let's keep doing this. And then I got towards the end of the day, and I was like, nah, man, we gotta do a show. Not only do I need to blow off some steam, but our fans need to hear new music. They need to hear what's going on. And so here we are, Die 4 Radio. You know how it goes down, my G?
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, like you were saying earlier, yeah, you know, like you said, there's no neglecting. It's just that we just been mad busy, especially Dyer with the getting this shit together. You know, there's a lot of shit going on right now. Same thing with the Jodeon show that we have on Saturdays. There's a lot of shit going on. That's why you ain't heard the shows like you normally would on those dates and times. But it's coming back. You just hear it. Die 4 Radio is on right now, live, motherfuckers.
No, and for sure, and for all the listeners out there and everybody that pays attention to what we're doing, the magazine drops on the 15th officially. Everything's pretty much done. You know, we a small squad here as far as what we do. We doing big things. So I just want to make sure everything's right. I'm not trying to really rush anything, and everything we're doing is relevant. So the magazine's coming. Once we get this magazine dropped, Die 4 isn't missing any more Tuesdays or Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely come with it, and we're going to get Saturdays back. I mean, everything is going to come in due time, but the thing is the way we coming out is going to be, you know, 20 times better because there's going to be so much more we're implementing. You know what I'm saying? As far as the magazine, I know I've talked to people, but I have the graffiti page coming back. You feel me? And I'm going to have, you know, without getting people in trouble, some of these artists on the line and talk about how they feel about art. Because when I think of art, I grew up the graffiti artist. Four knows that. That's why it's called Die 4. You know what I'm saying? Still down SDK King's in the motherfucking house. So don't even trip. But it's a huge part
right.
of hip-hop to where we need to hear that side of the art. We need to hear about these dudes breakdancing. You know, we need to implement more freestyles and battle situations. I'm not trying to take over a battle thing on Die 4 Radio, but to where we have someone spit a 16 and this and that and get more into that vibe that we loved hip-hop and why we do what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Perfectly said. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to all the graffiti artists. And like Dar said, grew up to that shit. I've been arrested a few times. Had to do a few community service and weekend for graffiti. So much love to all your graffiti writers out there that are still doing it, from the new to the old school. Keep on doing it. I love seeing it. Much love. Keep on spraying.
Yep. And I will have to say this, just because we throwing it kind of out there, I got away one of the nights he went to jail. I could laugh about it, but oh, my goodness, like,
No, that's just funny.
Hey, you know what? And I'm gonna go to some music real quick. We actually got some callers starting to line up. It's starting to look, you know, good over here. We're gonna chill out and have a great time. But all I remember my dude for saying, and we was being stupid though. We was writing on some like landmarks with traffic. I remember the homie, because we were out late at night, and he went and bought a pack of cigarettes, and the other homie, I forget who was doing what. But, you know, the gas station wasn't open, so you had to do things through the slot. And he tagged underneath the slot while Ford was buying a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not supposed to get caught. So we walking away thinking we all good, you know, just buzzing, doing our thing. All of a sudden I hear Ford be like, hey, hold up. I got to take a piss real quick. And I hear his spray paint go on the top of the wall we just jumped over. And I'm like, cool. So me and the homie keep going just a little bit. And all of a sudden I hear, hey, get your fucking hands up, like the and my homie Four, no pun intended, was caught with his dick in his hand, man. He couldn't go nowhere. Me and the other homie got away, but that's the way it goes sometimes in that world, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what could you say? We were just young knuckleheads having fun. It was fun, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, whether I got caught and had to go do the little jail time, hey, it's learning experiences like that, you know, you learn from. You learn, you know, you live and you learn. But that, I mean, I don't regret nothing because that's a part of growing up, you know what I mean?
And you know what the moral of the story is?
When you're talking about it.
What was happening? We was listening to hip-hop before we went and did that. I listened to hip-hop when we got back. You already know without going into it, that was an insane, stupid weekend. And everything evolved around kind of music and this and that. But I'm going to go real quick to some music, and I got to do this as a celebrate type of thing, because it's as far as the stuff we've accomplished here on Die 4 Radio with the whole team, you know what I'm saying? It's been an amazing trip, and I can't wait for it to just progress more. But I had the pleasure to do some songs with Boot Camp Click, which everybody that grew up with me knew that's just like, you know, my bucket list type of shit. So I'm going to blaze this single we just dropped on iTunes with my homie Supreme the Elohim from the Representatives, Boot Camp Click in the House. This is called Hip Hop, y'all. Die 4 Radio exclusive. Let's do it one time. Y'all can get this on iTunes, Amazon, Xbox Music, PS3, Spotify, whatever you got to do. Go do the knowledge. Let's do this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Supreme Elohim,
Supreme Elohim,
Dialansky, from BK to LA, and why the Cali, yeah, and we do it like this, AOD, BCC, yeah, check it out, dress to kill, feeling like a half a mil. I'm ill like cold steel, but I still blast it well. Reveal massive pills in a chill past your grill. I make them all nil, so for real, pass the pill. With side versus the mini, I'm friendly to you within me. Love don't cost a penny, but hating will cost you plenty. Niggas riding my Jimmy, but envy is never in me. Around the world spins me, now pour me a glass of Henny now. Watch me set it off, niggas better pause. Cause I come up with metaphors better than before. Son, I run through competitors, guns, knives, etc. A shark, I don't rock, and I bite like pit terriers. Live and direct, I'm as live as it gets. Live in the flesh, salute me as a sign of respect. I'm kind of a threat, now tell me who you trying to impress. Don't make me put a nine in your neck, cause any drama I'ma address.
Hip-hop, I'm represented from the start. Hip-hop, I'm represented for the door. Hip-hop, I represent for the culture. The backpackers, graffiti artists, boy, I thought I told you. For real soldiers, b-boys, screw that max exposure. We stay true to the roots until our life is over. Hip-hop, I represent for the truest. Supreme and dire, thank you for the best. Yeah, I've been ready from the start. I'm the raider of this lost art and transcribe my thoughts to these waveforms and blast off. I bring the truth to the room. Proof is how I verbally do my adversaries, so they back and they tune. Ain't nobody fucking with the team if you know what I mean. The type of substance that reigns supreme, just ask the army Elohim. I keep it tight, never slacking, cause they watching. See, nowadays hate becomes their personally option. My aim's steady, ready, sharper than a new machete. Leave your brains against the wall, scattered like some foam confetti. This heavy manly striking deadly if you wasn't ready. Stand against the grain, I'm insane to keep it moving steady. No time to waste on me, tomorrow's never promised, so
I'll stay humble, keep it real. That power due to knowledge. Plus my lyrics staying polished, and this mainstream out of mileage. About to take these dudes to college. Yo, these rappers should have started. Yeah, ha, I represent it from the start. Yeah, ha, I represent from the start. Yeah, ha, I represent for the culture. The backpackers, graffiti artists, boy, I thought I told you. For real soldiers, b-boys, screw that back to expose you. We staying true to the roots until our life is over. Yeah, ha, I represent for the truest. The dream of dire ladies, for the best, I thought you knew it.
For radio. Big shout out to my dude Supreme. I gotta tell you, you know, for the people that don't know, they're from a group called the Representatives Bootcamp Click in the house, Duck Down in the house. They had an album come out called Angels of Death. That's still one of my favorite albums of all time. And I'm not trying to put it in that 1 to 10 category or any numbers or anything like that. But as far as what I listen to personally, one of my favorites. Angels of Death is such a dope fucking LP, it's ridiculous. Four, you already know how I feel about Bootcamp, and I know you're a fan too, but just, I mean, come on, Angels of Death, dope album. A lot of people slept on that album.
A lot of motherfuckers slept on that album. Motherfuckers do the math, right? Get that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my favorite tracks off that motherfucking album. Copy. You can still probably copy if you can find it. You might have to pay some coin for it, but that's a worth album worth paying cash for. Straight up.
Yep. And everybody listening online, if you want to call in and just, you know, talk about what you've heard on Dial4 Radio or, you know, request a song or whatever, you know, happens, 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak to the host. Otherwise, I just think you're listening and just vibing out to the show, which we appreciate as well. So don't think you can't just call up and listen. But, yeah, you know, again, with Supreme, what's been so dope is listen to Bootcamp like I have. And then it you know, kind of a tribute to what we're doing, it's kind of all in the same. And I'm not trying to, you know, compare what we're doing to Bootcamp, but at the same time, man, it's like, you know, what did it say? Great minds think alike. And it's like everybody, once we get all the connections going, everybody's on the same page. Everybody has that same goal. Everybody sees what's happening and knows what needs to be done, and is kind of just waiting for that next person.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. Straight up, I mean, like you said, two minds alike equals dope music, you know? Straight up.
Yep, that's what's up. So, you know, obviously we got Dial4 Magazine coming, and let me tell y'all, we got some great, not only, you know, great acts of as far as people you know, but some great independent artists. There's a great write-up. Big shout-out to my homie Nesto and Loud Pack Records out there in Buffalo. They have a great write-up in Dial4 Magazine with their artists and kind of a story about them, which is dope. You know, we got Moda Generals. You know, a lot of people that have messed with us a long time ago, you know what I'm saying, and still down with what we're doing and definitely want to get involved. So the independent artist is still out there. You know, they're still out there doing our thing as far as Dial4 Radio. I know we see a lot of talk with a lot of known artists and whatnot on the radio show and on the airways, but the magazine really gives us a chance to dissect what's happening. You know, not everybody in New York can go on 11:30 at night and listen to a two-hour show. And at that, not everybody in New York, once they miss the show, can go take 2 hours out of their day and listen to the replay. So, you know, my goal is to print that on a magazine. Now they can go to their phone on a lunch break or whatever and read the articles we're doing and really feel, you know, what we're doing. And I think that's a huge part of this game. And a huge part of this game is missing. I know a lot of people have magazines and a lot do this. But, man, Doc will bring that shit. You already know.
Yep. Bring in it. Bring in the heat. And for all you dumb motherfuckers that's still fucking stuck and wet behind the ears, this is the best way to learn and do the knowledge. Dial4 Radio, Dial4 Magazine, Dial4 Productions, anything with the logo slapped on it. It's good for you, man. It's like vitamins and minerals.
Yep. So what I'm going to do actually right now is I'm going to go into one of the articles, exclusive articles we have in Die 4 magazine, dropping on the 15th, an artist named Constant Flow. You know what I'm saying? And dude's got a lot to say, talented. I can't wait for people to see the article. But this is, you know what I'm saying, an exclusive from him, from his album, and I'm going to make sure to give everybody the details on that with the magazine and everything. But right now, Die 4 Radio exclusive right here. Look out for Constant Flow on the 15th on Die 4 magazine. Let's go one time.
Yeah, yo, yo. When I talk of Moses, Ten Commandments, I'm talking Moshi. On the tablets, the side agents, high-tech gadgets, anti-Arab, Zionist, fascist, Holocaust, that was tragic. No olive trees, no olive branches, no signs of peace in the Middle East. This history I'll re-examine. When I say Muhammad, I don't mean a prophet. Kid in Gaza, with no options, kill his mama. You don't see the problem, so he joined Hamas, and now you want Obama. When I talk of Jesus, I don't mean a savior, I mean your neighbor. Here for labor, hard worker, paper chaser. But you refuse, you racist haters. No aviator, no Howard Hughes. I'm trying to reach the high altitudes. I touch the sky, cloud my views, I came back down more powerful. From the promised land of milk and honey, dead an honest man with filthy money. It's the gangsters that ganked us, it ain't Taliban that killed this country. Al-Qaeda coming, so let's run. But it's rare run from them hedge funds. It's more drones, less guns, war zones, dead sons, hormones, messed up. Everyone is so confused, I praise God. My skate pod is inside that vocal booth.
Put a genius light in a world of darkness. But regardless, the world is heartless. Cell phone targets for bombardments. I'm out of shits I used to give. So close to death, I see the lives I used to live. My future kids, I leave them with this tutelage. When I say hip-hop, I don't mean the music, I mean the culture. Not the vultures, hearing an ulcer. Fucking devils smell like sulfur. Fearless when I spit the flow. Talk with my hands like Cicero. And it won't be funny like Piscopo. Cause romance and death is miserable. Someone gotta die, get the shit to go. I'm hungry and invincible. One nation indivisible. Betrayed by individuals. Descendants of the criminals that pretended to be biblical and hide behind residuals from critical or those bankrupt in their spiritual. Double time, double tap, pop the Nina. Collapse your lungs like emphysema. Light one up with your subpoena. Glow like fish from Fukushima. I sing like Christians in the arena. Fed to the lions and hyenas. Massacred like Indonesia. Gone are the days of Iwo Jima. The surge wasn't just troops that we sent to Iraq. It was the surge of money we paid rebels not to shoot back. That's not victory, but it's history. And liberty slope is slippery. More miscarriage and delivery. Genocide grows like old hickories. The green leaves are made of bigotry. So the Fed Reserve ain't shit to me. It's symmetry to tyranny with freedom as its imagery. So I'm firing artillery at every possibility. When my moment comes, fuck sympathy. Just keep fighting with dignity.
Radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. Constant Flow right there with the Motor Technique. Melanie Fontana. Man. I mean, dudes come over. Like, that's what makes me excited about everything we're doing is that obviously these guys got a fan base and everything already, but there's a lot of people that followed us have no idea who these dudes are, and that's exciting for me to make people see the light, you know?
Oh, yeah, that shit was dope right there. I was feeling that right there.
Man, Die 4 Radio in the house. I'm going to just call it right now. Die 4 Radio, what's happening with you? Skype caller 111. Anybody on the line, they press 1.
Can you hear me? Am I in the building?
Uh-oh. We got some characters on the line.
Is this Dot 4 Radio?
Dot 4, what up?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm over trying the long way all motherfucking day. I'm out here in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know what I'm talking about? We out here, you know, shaking and moving. Man, y'all doing y'all fizzle, man. I fucks with y'all, man.
Arkansas in the house. You already know how it goes.
You already know. Man, y'all just keep on doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Dialevsky and Mad 20. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all boys says all that shit, man.
That's what's up, man.
Oh,
you know, man. Yeah, man, Los Angeles, you know, I'm trying to make my way out there to Los Angeles. You know, I've been chasing this dream. You know, this dream called music, man, for my next 30 years. You know what I'm talking about? So I'll come across y'all stages. You know, I want to get some music in y'all ear. You know, maybe we can do some collaborations or some type of thing, you know, get it going. You dig?
Absolutely. And you know what we can do about that, too? Is if you get enough listeners to call up tonight, and people to represent yourself, will definitely make something cracking and put Arkansas, Little Rock. We'll make Little Rock a big rock and put that on the map.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You're going to make my dream come true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because y'all dudes just spit that shit, man. It's so natural. You know, somebody just flow out your mouth like doo-doo.
Oh, man, it goes down here on Dive for Radio. You know what? Since Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas is in the house and we talking about rock, I'm going to tell all these haters, you know, because we got, you know, it's a Little Rock. That's where Bill Clinton first, you know, did his thing, I guess, you know. But I got to tell all these haters on Dive4 Radio for the homie right now in Arkansas, hey, y'all got to kick motherfucking rocks, homie. It's the way we do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock. Now don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Get the picture, nigga. Me and my people are bored with you. You can kick rocks till your toes bleed. Walking out on slow speed, that's exactly what you foes need. The white crows be the antidote. And y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents. Like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence. This is it, with a raw uncut. Bringing the ball back up. Keeping you all starstruck. Taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit, it's all convoluted, it just ain't the same. I gotta beef with dope rappers cause they just complain that they can't maintain, so they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented, the way I represent it. I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it. You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't Captain Save a hoe, I'll replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transporter, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air to whack out. Why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip hop is my journey. Rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake bitches kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick rock.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Dive4 Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS KASS
saying that from the west, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy.
Film site. MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel, Smith & Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Or in the house, you already know how it goes down. Having a blast tonight. Obviously, my co-host in the mother effing house, Mad Four. How you feeling, homie?
Feeling great, man. Feeling great. And before we go any further, I got to say, like, what the fuck is up with Trick Daddy? I'm reading some shit up on that motherfucker talking about it. He don't go to work because he eat ass all day. He a booty eater. What the fuck is that shit? Nasty motherfucker. Yo, nasty motherfucker. That's all I got to say. What the fuck, Trick Daddy? You wrong, man. You foul and wrong for that one.
You got to understand Trick love the kids.
He's not more than the kids. I'm just saying, he eat booty. He talking about eat booty gang. I don't know what the fuck it ass shit's up with. I don't give a fuck. You can eat pussy if you want, but all you motherfuckers that sticking your tongue down there, y'all some nasty motherfuckers. Nasty.
Hey, you know what?
I'm finding the female be. It's nasty.
What though? I have to tell you, living in Florida, I got love for my Florida peeps, but I got, like, it is so much different than California. Of course it is, because it's two different states. But just the whole, like, the way everybody acts is completely different. I'm not saying in a bad way, but there's a whole different, like, I don't know, man. Florida was a trip to me. I don't know. It was a trip. But, hey, Trick Daddy's Trick Daddy. He's making money. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he's paid now.
His money, but that eating booty shit. Nasty motherfucker. You nasty, boy. Nasty. Dookie mouth.
But you already know. Hey, so I got to ask you, because I will have to say, I'm going to premiere another song right now. But, you know, what has been your favorite, you know, we in September now, getting towards the end of the year, what has been, like, one of your favorite albums? And I know albums are different now, you know, so it's not like, you know, what's your classic album? But in 2014, what's been one of your favorite albums of the year?
So far, it's been the Cormega Philosophy, for sure. There's quite a few I like. I mean, I'm feeling the Yuck Mouse, this recent Yuck Mouse that came out, Gas and Cell. I'm feeling that. There's just quite a bit. I mean, it's kind of hard to pick.
I'm definitely
feeling Mega Philosophy a lot. I mean, I play that shit like crazy.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to have to, and I don't know if Apollo and Razzcaz album is going to give Cormega a run for its money. Now, I think when it comes down to sales, Cormega is going to get them, but as far as an album, that Apollo and Razzcaz is going to drop on October 28th is going to give Cormega a run for its money.
Oh, you know what also album I like? That Onyx album that recently came out at the beginning of the year. That shit right there is fucking fire. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. That's hard. That shit reminds me of the Shut 'Em Down and that all the type of albums like that. That shit is dope. Go cop it.
Yep, absolutely. Wake the fuck up.
Yep, and he also got a new one, Turn the Fuck Up. So,
yep.
Just go cop the shit. Not that hard. And go cop hip-hop.
Go copy, Bob. I got an 818 caller. 818-687. You live on Die For Radio with Mad Four and Dire Lansky. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's good, Dyer? Hey, man, it's Virus Office Stu. Just wanted to call in, man, give him mad love. I've been meaning to call for a minute. You got a dope-ass show, dog. Shit is sick.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Hey, Virus in the house, for those that don't know, definitely a deadly, deadly MC that's going to sneak up on you. He's actually got an album, and big shout-out to you calling up, man. I really appreciate it. He's got an album that he, the first day I met him, that he dropped me, that basically, and he's got plenty of more, so don't get me wrong, but it's called Virus the Hedgehog, and he sampled a bunch of instrumentals basically from Sonic the Hedgehog and basically put himself in Sonic's position, battling everything that he does, but in raps. And the whole CD takes you basically through the levels of Sonic the Hedgehog and the rapping and the whole thing, and I'm going to have to tell you, I'm going to have to get some of it on my show to show you all. And but, man, creative enough, because when I heard of it, I was like, you know, okay, cool, yeah, that's cool. But when you actually hear it and the thought process that was put into it, it's like, wow. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough that my little nephew has, like, every game system ever made, and I played Sonic again. And you saw, he was rapping about what the fuck Sonic was doing in these levels. So big shout out to you for the creativeness, man. I got to tell you, tell these people just your name again, you know, Twitter, Facebook, anything you got, so they can definitely follow you. We'll definitely get some tunes on Dafo very soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it, dog. I'm glad you're digging it. Yeah, my Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, everything is all Virus Opera Stew, V-I-R-U-S. O-P-R-S-T-U. And also I had a quick question too, for you, Dyer. And so it's kind of like a two-part question. And so so I wanted to know, as an artist as well as a radio personality, growing up, who were some of your biggest influences that sort of made you wanna pursue that field, you know? Like, what's a DJ that made you want to say, oh, shit, I want to be a DJ, or, you know, an artist that made you want to pick up the mic?
Well, you know, I got to say, first off, I would have never got into music if it wasn't for my family. They raised me playing blues and boogie-woogie on the piano, so I had a different kind of vibe with music from anybody, like, from the start. It's weird. Someone's interviewing me on my show. Dafo Radio exclusive with Dial. Oh, wait, that doesn't work. No, big shout out for the questions, though, man. Good question. But as far as, you know, MCs, you know, I'm not a DJ. I'm a producer and stuff like that, so I don't know how to DJ. But obviously Premier, you know, one of my favorites. I got to give a shout out to a DJ that actually a lot of people don't get credit to, and I'm going to slip the name right now just to go on, you know, to finish your question. But Outkast had a hell of a DJ, just to let you know. So, you know, but as far as MCs, you know, I got to say it's the greats. It's going to be Rakim and Big Daddy, KRS-One. You know, one of my personal favorites that I really apply a lot of my art to is going to be Razzcast. You know, Cube. You know, Ice Cube is still a lyricist to me. But I will have to say, you know, growing up West Coast the way I did, one of the things that I greatly appreciated is I had a hell of a, and we talked about this earlier in the show, I'm a huge Boot Camp fan. Not to go into it again, but Boot Camp Click, Duck Down Records, OGCs, Helter Skelter, Smith & Wesson's, Representatives, Rusty Jukes, I mean, all these dudes are some of my, like, favorites. And they, even living on the West Coast and rapping and stuff like that, they definitely kept me lyrical. You feel me? Because they was, it was on that level that it's like they could blend coast to coast. It was a different time back then when I was growing up in the 90s. You feel me? But, man, I got a soft spot for Wu-Tang. It really comes, I mean, Boot Camp. And I was going to say, the reason I said Wu-Tang is because it's the same type of thing. I think Wu-Tang got a lot, you know, more play than them, but everybody in the game respects Boot Camp. Buckshot, Black Moon, Smith & Wesson, all these cats, Drew Ha, all these dudes get mad props in the game, and I'm blessed enough to you know, finally work with some of these dudes, you know what I'm saying? So, it, you know, and then also, having a radio show like this and having people, you know, follow us and what we do gives me some of the best, like, influences I've ever had. And I just apply what the, I just apply to my music what you know, music I listen to, really. So I'll flip the question. What gives you, you know, Virus in the House is exclusive right there. What gives you, you know, what are some of the MCs that gave you your influence in what you do today? Because I've never seen, you know, to tell you the truth, the only video game type of stuff I've really seen, there's been a few, but the one I can just name off the bat, and I know my dude Man 4 got my back on this, was Yosumi Records, Game Over. And Smith & Wesson happened to be on that. You know, they had the Super Mario Brothers.
With
Super Brooklyn.
Yeah, Super Brooklyn. And then they came out with the Game Over 2, which had a couple things. But they even had on that Game Over in Yosumi Records, they had Smith & Wesson and a couple other cats. They sampled the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on there. Did a Simpsons sample. So there was a bunch of stuff on that Game Over that had to deal with video games. But to let you answer, go ahead, homie.
Yeah. So I was going to say, shit, man. I mean, so many different influences. But, yeah, lyrically, probably growing up, my favorite MC was probably Mos Def, Yasiin Bey. His work with Talib Kweli sort of inspired me to want to rap. But damn, there's so many, though. People Under the Stairs are really dope, too. I've always been a huge fan of DMX, also. And then just, I don't know, my family, they played a lot of classical soul music when I was growing up. A lot of, like, funk and shit from the 70s. So just random blends of all that and comics and video games all just kind of exploded and just made one big-ass cabbage, you know what I'm saying?
Dope. Well, I'll tell you what. That's where, though, People Under the Stairs, they just dropped a new album, I want to say like a month, maybe a month and a half ago. So I'll definitely get I'll definitely get one of their new tracks on the show tonight for sure, because I definitely got it. So
hell yeah.
So yeah, but big shout out to you, man. I appreciate what you do. Again, really, really quick, repeat real quick your social media status.
Yeah, so that's soundcloud.com/virusoprastu, VirusOprstu. Same on Twitter, Facebook, all of that. And so, come check out the tracks, Virus the Hedgehog. Keep killing it, Dire. Your shit is dope, man. Your shit is ill as hell.
Absolutely, man. Big shout out to you and everything you doing, homie. Virus in the House. I'm going to make sure to get some of his music real soon on Dial4 Radio. Man. So Manfor, I got to ask you, where do you think...
Yo.
So where do you think going into 2015, because we've had a lot of dope artists on the show that have a lot of really dope new music, do you think it go 2015, some of the substance and everything we always talk about in every show starts to really come into picture in 2015?
Fuck yeah, I do see that shit. I do see that shit because I read a lot of articles, and it's not that you're just hearing it from us. There's a few sources out there that are doing the same type of stuff that we do as far as radio show and getting the knowledge out there. Yeah, I do see it making a comeback, you know, because I see a lot of youngsters nowadays trying to emulate the type of shit that was done before, you know, and I think that's dope. Everybody's getting tired of all that crap, all that nonsense. It's just too watered down. It's too watered down. The motherfuckers can't even swim in it, period.
Well, you know what I've noticed, too, though, is even the people that like that crap are getting sick of it, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't mean to generalize it like that, but the people that just like, you know, kind of listening to music and not doing, they're starting to be like, okay, what's next? You know, and, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I mean,
also,
to me,
I read some shit. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, because I was like, you were saying it.
because Be Real, I was reading an article on Be Real as well. Like I said, he's going to start working back again, getting the DJ Muggs production type shit, you know, that shit that we love, you know, that's what I'm talking about. So I do see 2015 being a better year. This year wasn't that bad as well, because there's a lot of good music out for. I think 2015, you're going to hear more better substance than this year, music-wise.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, man, we got so much music to play. It's crazy. You know what I'm going to do, though, real quick? I got to go to Army of the Pharaohs. Everybody knows Jedi Mind Tricks and Army of the Pharaohs, and I mean the whole thing. Look, they're in the magazine as well. About to do their thing again, second album of the year, which is a great thing because, dude, I love the way these dudes rap. They really keep it real as far as consistency, you know, because that's a, you know, I think that's another thing with MCs nowadays is that, you know, I guess you could say the consistency, because they may be able to do one cool track, but at the same time, you know, really? Like, you know, you did that track and then now you got something that sounds like that? So, you know, it is what it is as far as that. But people that really stay, you know, consistent, I give a lot of props. You know what I mean? So Army of the Pharaohs already done their thing. Big shout out to Vinny Paz and the whole crew. Let's do this. Die for exclusive. Come on.
The God Anonymous, honorably honoring Aronymous, eponymous, the name of the life and death of the novelist, the seventh son that's severing honestness, conquerors conquering every catty corner of cardinalist, the horrorist, the thought of the fatherless, of an orphanist, the force of this fourth-fifth, fold you like a contortionist, or Thoto Gotti, I am like Johnny Gotti, extortionist, arsonist, arsenic, I am always honoring horror, which formants is ominous, I am human people and what have you, false teacher, no more or less, the jokes grab you, the looks stab you, considering the moral response. I'm from Philly, but I love who was born in the Bronx.
Killing down Shambhala, it's the bull playing holler. These niggas get grandfather, got them rubber band dollars. Christopher Wallace building with Christopher Rios. Niggas on Mike for Lucille, rightfully so. Righteously evil, spitefully sticking the jagged knife right through your cerebral. I'm dying for people to start dying in my cathedral. Siegel with the tootie, Ricky D with all the jewelry. Underground Philly OG, repping for schoolie. I'm a pistol like Isaiah with Joe Dumars and a few bars, I might slay a skyscraper higher than flying to Las Vegas. I'm permanently boxing with my God on the high haters.
I'm immaculate, accurate, I'm a graduate, gradually smacking y'all, I'm passionate, my skill they ration it, your whip, I'm jacking it, with your wife being bad, the cashing it, I'm stashing it, the most elaborate rapper from Nazareth, traffic traps in a labyrinth, vandalizing the Vatican, dicking down Mary Magdalene, spit it without a pad and pen, I'm adamant, about smashing atoms to pieces, I ain't too bright, when it comes to catching bodies, I'm a genius, I'm mad at police, I'm radical Jesus, you travel with visas, I travel with telekinesis, my elegant speeches, blow your wig back like when an elephant sneezes, I'm belly laughing at your belly relevant features. I was born inside chemicals, edible liquid dripping from mechanical tentacles, in the fiber, the embryonic fluid residue, optical skin and retinal, I'm a virtual vegetable, I leap out of my skeletal to open vortexical vehicles, I decipher hieroglyphics, flip a schedule, get into metaphysical form for hyperdimensional, travel, unravel time to the tower of Babel, apple, rip the Adam's apple out you and diss you and dance around you like your sacrificial cattle, a gaddle, fill you with shrapnel, I grab your tabernacle, tip and rip it to the gravel, your fragile, a scraggle bodies, I travel through Abu Dhabi, pack a shoddy, that'll switch your shell quicker than that of mommies.
It's neck ringer, death bringer, strangulation by dental floss. I make the toughest men feel menopause. Either you sustain my slaughter, you get a restraining order. Dump your body and fill your brain to Florida. All we carry is carry pistols. Paul Barris, cesarean cuts ripple. If you fuck with this crew,
I said shit.
Bogey at 6 o'clock, got you on the target line. Your hard act, get the Roseanne Barr laugh. The bar tab, buy it out. Peek into my studio, put your head in the lion's mouth. It got damaged me, I don't talk my hammer speak. I'm Tampa's beast, digging up corpses with some sandwich meat.
Time again as I pick up your head. My thoughts are submerged. These are those words.
check it out. This is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio in the house. Man, them dudes are lyrical as hell, man. I love the way them dudes always come on the track that only certain few people could rap to. Big shout out to, you know, Jedi Mind Tricks, Army the Pharaohs, Demigods, that whole movement, man. I'm really feeling that shit.
This shit's ill. That shit was ill. This shit takes me back. That's the shit we're talking about. That type of style is getting better. I mean, coming full circle, period.
And what a beautiful thing, man. I can't wait. I almost sit here and, like take some deep breaths. You know, like, yeah, it's coming. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. You know what I mean? And, hey, but I really feel it. Look, especially, I'm really, we brought up the Cormega earlier, okay? I'm actually really proud of Cormega, you know, without knowing him. I know we had him on the show, but he's, you know, we talk about on the show, you know, we grew up with artists that, you know, we feel like we knew, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really proud of him and what he did with this album because it was dope. Cormega's always dope, but this was like an album. You know, like the realness was crazy. But this Cormega album was something special.
I agree.
The whole way it was put together, I was blown away. And I'm a huge Cormega fan. But I love it when your favorite artist can still just kind of blow you away. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Hey, like he said it, he does it for us, the fans. And that's what I love about that dude. That's why I'm such a genuine fan of his. Real, recognized real, and he's the realest. Mega.
Nah, but I mean, everyone grows in time, okay? Obviously. But, man, he just seems so ahead of his time on this record. And how long has Mega been rapping now?
Yeah, he's been doing it. He's been doing it. I know since he got out of the joint when he ripped Nas's album. It was written on what is it? Affirmative Action. When he ripped that shit, he had the illest verse. He killed AZ. He killed Nas and Foxy. I don't give a fuck what anyone says on that track. He murked it, and since then, I was hooked and became a fan. Period.
Yep. Real talk. Real talk. But again, I just said, the Mega Philosophy, if you guys don't have it, oh, man, it's on iTunes. Go get it. I mean, it's worth it. Trust me.
Yeah,
he really did
his
thing.
And like guys, you could get it on cassette.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just saying, like, I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. I'm a G, like, with like that. Like, I'm proud of my dude. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you know what? Since we've been talking it up and I said that Paula Brown, I'm going to go exclusive right now. H2O, Razzcast, the Paula Brown Blasphemy album. Let's go.
The good old days. Oh. Reflect with me. You know what I'm saying? We just sitting on the porch and watch helicopter flying overhead. Little niggas in the street throwing dirt rocks. Feel me? Archaeological logic. Discovered Van Gogh's fossils to paint a perfect picture. 12 years a slave, 20 years a sinner, 37 years a nigga. Hoping to see 90 being a strong black figure as I stand and deliver. Breathe fire in Japan, Godzilla. By popular demand, and the fans see the god got iller. I'm like Cornel West with scales on my chest. You Superman thugs can trip the knife to the flesh. See the hood got me stressed, taking fists to the neck. Multiple arrests and I discover KRS. Let us begin. What, where, how, or why will all be explained, and if not,
brokenhearted. Turns up being retarded. Transformation to activist from an artist. Like young Malala, who the Taliban would target. Shot in the head, just cause she wanted to read. Till every person sex traffic is free, we gotta bail for what? Cause niggas tell on themselves nowadays. Film it on bond and wonder why crime don't pay. Candid outlandish, the dirty pistol I brandish. Glad they didn't have camera phones when I was young doing bad shit. Yeah, I just say to myself, I'm no spring chicken, but why you hate on yourself? For 5 minutes of fame, find yourself like Cat Stacks, knocked out of the frame, locked in a cage. And bitchin' is true, you backwards hustling, homie, you snitching on you. I'm on my day card, D.I.B. Bob Aristotle. Prehistoric talents, twist the top off the bottle. My era is classic, Tyrannosaurus Rex in the last shit. Levert Park, so I pass the Jurassic.
I can take that, but life goes on, so keep living.
Exceptional memories. I developed a way to transform brainwaves to binary codes from energy. Translate algorithms, converted the information to digital. Uploaded compiled files of wisdom and projected them on the screen. Vivid, beautiful scenes. Extract orchestrated symphonies and heavenly dreams. The alchemist. In kindergarten, when kids was asking about alphabets, I was immaculate with astronomy, mastering calculus. Seeds from my parents during a scene when I was 7. They experimented on my brain up until I was 8-11. And at age 13, I learned a literally stream. Molecules that teleport molecular structures with the beam. These are my memories, soak them in with a notion to fast forward the bad and play the good in slow motion. Now I astral project, analyze Guam, study Asian armies, bring back secrets from Nam. The government asked me to track the locals on Islam. They asked me the whereabouts of Boko Haram. And crack my brain for catastrophic chatter that's insane. To extract data from satellites from Malaysian planes. My memory. Although from only just a week ago, my memory. I can take that, but life goes on, so keep living.
Yeah, what up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are
the White Crows.
And you are now rocking with Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die Atlansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.
Die For Radio in the house. Man, I'm feeling that track. Matt Ford, how you feel about that track right there?
I love it. I mean, you know, I'm just like you. You're a humongous Razzcast fan, but I'm not too far from behind. Being a fan of his, everything he does, I love, you know, since he came on the scene in 1996, you know, he's always been ill.
So I seen something online today that I'm researching, right? And he had, it's been shared, so I got to find it again because I saw it quick on my phone. I was kind of out and about all day. It's the vinyl of Razzcast pre-Soul on Ice demos.
What?
That there's it's a EP, like a and a B side on vinyl, and I'm gonna have to tell you, like, I can't wait to scoop that.
Yeah,
it's old school pre Soul on Ice demo, and I'm like, man, like
that gotta be crazy, dude. That's gotta be like we're gonna be hearing some crazy shit. Oh, I could just imagine.
So, you know, by the way, it does feature Saphir, Almighty Arrogant. I don't know if people remember Almighty Arrogant. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm really curious. So, you know, I'm about to order that bad boy. But, no, I really, you know, Razzcast has always came with it to me. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it was a kind of a blessing to me because, again, I loved all the West Coast, you know that, but, you know, loved a lot of East Coast and kind of implemented that into my music. But I loved how Razzcast should have been maybe born on the East Coast with his lyrics, but was a West Coast representative. You know what I'm saying? To where it was like, we needed someone lyrical like him on the West Coast.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because I think it was in 1995, what was it when I first heard him? The Street Fighter soundtrack. He was with Saphir and Ahmad to come with it. He had the illest verse on that motherfucker, now that I remember clearly.
Yep. Bars, 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 bars. You know, bars, 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 bars. So, you know, but he still does it. You know, whether it's the White Crows, whether it's what he does with Paula Brown, his own solo shit, it's all crazy because it's like, you know, he's been consistent and I think overlooked. I really do think he's been overlooked.
Oh, he's been way overlooked. And it's been, because, dude, I mean, the reason why I see it overlooked is because the fucking back then, you know, you got the Source and Rap Pages and their asses. So they just don't give good reviews as they should because, you know, that fucks up sales because it's one dude, but you're reading the article all over the country, you're reading this article by one dude. To say the album is not that good, and that would fuck sales up. I know I start fucking around with magazines like that and don't give the real props to artists like Razzcast. But fuck them. They always shit on West Coast rappers anyways.
Yep. Loving the show, loving the show. I'm going to go into some more music, of course. Lords of the Underground. Go ahead and go get that 20th anniversary album. Come on, man. And that's the preview I gave on the magazine. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Lord Jazz interview. Right now, this is Magic, Die 4 Radio. Come on.
You can tell my mama cheese mo, been called a jackass, but I ain't no Steve-O. Catch me on the Blackberry if not hit the Evo. In charging for these Mr. Nutty balls, it's a freeload. Keep Fridays clear just in case I'm on my Devo. And keep your hands high when the wave makes the beat go. It goes wavy, slip the slide automatically. If Marley supplies the music, I'm on it heavily. If you ever fired a gun, I fired at one. You know that the first shot make fingertips numb. Now you feel no pain, put my heart on the drum. I leave a stain in the booth when I'm vibing off one. Feel me how I get at it, most don't even have it. Talk like winners, but never be average. Mind on warp drive, section for the baggage. Paying attention till you start to see the magic. Magic, 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 magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. Okay, here we go. Back again, Mr. Funky Man, and I'm sick of with the flow. On every avenue, street, corner, and boulevard, you know the competition's no competition when I walk in the door. The music now is so superficial, it's so out of control. And anytime that you niggas wanna just let a nigga know, the rap game is just too inflated, I'm here to make a home. Still living, I'm in the building, I'm here to get the dough. Now everybody take out your money and put it on the flow. Put it on the flow, put it on the flow, put it on the flow. It's the Mr. Funky Man from Atlanta, so going deep, flames jump up, land on the canister. Don't sleep, little fool for thought, already paid for his own meat. Good as a man, if he can't stand on his own feet. Provide for his family by doing what he loves me. No hip-hop is tragic, homie, this is magic. Magic, 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 magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic. One wave of the wand makes many men go on. This ain't no card trick, look what them kings been doing. Stay top in the city where I grind and grew. Underground little
soldier, but what I'm to do. But be high is talk biz over beers. It's quite a lengthy gap between us and our peers. Chest out, shoulders back, when you're facing your fears, you chose the right place, see the magic is here.
Die for radio in the mother effing house. I love that Low Tug album, the 20th anniversary. I love what they're doing. I'm going to play another track later tonight, you know, called called Bonfire. That's the video is out there. Definitely go peep that. So I'll go into a question real quick, too. For who would be some of your artists from back in the day, you know, whether they've been on the show or not? It doesn't have to necessarily be people that have been on the show. But what is some of the artists you would like to see maybe take another stab at it that aren't out right now?
That's a good question. You caught me off guard. Maybe I want to see some more Dawes Effects. I wouldn't mind seeing some more Dawes Effects. What am I hearing? Some D-Nice. Where the fuck you at, D-Nice? D-Nice, man, caught me off guard. That one, some fucking rapper, some man.
This is a surprise to people, too. We do have AZ that's going to be on this magazine, this premiere issue, okay? Are you excited about Do or Die 2?
It's about fucking time. Tell that much.
Okay.
Shout out to AZ.
And then, you know who I'd love to see just drop a dope-ass record?
Who? Pete Rock. Tell me.
Smooth.
Oh, yeah. Z, that's a good one right there. And like you said, nice and smooth.
Yep.
As well.
Yep,
yeah, but
yep.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth, oh, man, they need to come out with another record. Shout out to CL Smooth, man. Yeah, we had him on the show. That was a dope interview. Much love to him. Can't wait till one day we get Pete Rock on as well. And, yeah, it'd be dope to get them brothers back together because every album they put out together, I love them. I love those records. They were on a different plateau than the other MCs. I'm sorry.
I got you. So, you know who else I would like to see?
Who?
The Fear.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm saying. There's so many. It is like hard to think. Yep, Saphir.
562-201, the artists you listen to that aren't necessarily out growing up with, who would you want to come out right now and just do their damn thing?
Man, I'm going to have to give it up to him. I'm going to have to say Kool G Rap, man. I ain't heard enough from him in a minute. So, yeah,
well, he
man,
just dropped
cool
that shit with Necro.
He ran circles around Necro. I need a solo Kool G Rap. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. So Kool G Rap. No, I feel you on that, okay? But God, he's so dominant on that. So would you go back to, you know, like, Polo and Kool G? Maybe they dropping it, you know, because
yeah.
I feel you rap. But would you take it back to that just to do it? Like, I'd like to see a dope Naughty by Nature album.
Or actually, you know what? I even go for a Black Sheep project. The way Mr. Long is killing the beats right now, I'd even buy that right there.
Okay.
Hey, is that Snake Rothstein in the fucking line?
What's up, Brendan?
Gotta tell you, and you know, Todd Davis just messaged me and said a good one, though. And it would be tight. If he pulled it off to be dope, Slick Rick would be a dope, fucking dope new album. If he would, you know, still be Uncle Ricky and do what he does, but then, like, dope production and really put an album together, that shit would be one of a kind.
That's a good one right there, Mr. Davis. Yeah, he pulled that one out the hat right there. I definitely buy that because he's a master storyteller.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
I mean,
who's Granddaddy IU, I would love to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jail Felony. Whenever the fuck he gonna release a solo album, who knows?
Yeah, yo.
I got my homie James in the studio. James, had one in the house. Who would you want, the people you grew up to that don't have music out right now, like they don't have an album right now, you're not really checking for them, right? Who would you want, one of your favorite artists growing up listening to come out with the album, like, right now?
Know or wouldn't know?
No, it doesn't. We don't have to know it. You personally.
You going to see?
Let's see. Someone that I know personally.
Not know personally, but your personal music.
My personal music?
Yeah. Somebody that you grew up listening to.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Redman already just dropped one, didn't
he? Well, no, Redman has the Remixes album. I think that's the most recent stuff he did, correct? I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I think
That's all he has out right now is the Remixes.
Okay, so
He
did his thing, that's a fun little album, so don't get me wrong. Okay, so I agree with you on that. You know who I want to also drop a new album? Speaking on that, EPMD.
Oh, that's a good one too, buddy.
So
how about motherfucking DMX?
You know what was so funny? Okay, like I feel DMX. I'm a big fan of DMX, so don't get me wrong. But when I went to that Master of the Ceremonies, I couldn't believe they put DMX on last. Do you know how many people walked out? Because it was I just watched Slick Rick, EPMD, Naughty by Nature, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, and I'm leaving somebody out. But either way, and then DMX came on last.
They put Biz Markie before DMX. What?
DMX closed it. DMX was the last performance.
Man, that fool used to be a fucking main headliner. You know, the main headliners ain't left. That's crazy.
Okay, here's another one. Courtesy of Todd Davis, Brand Nubian. I'm with that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm with the Brand Nubian. You know what? I'm even going to take it back a little further and go a little more old school. And I know James still got to say the one he said he didn't get his answer yet. I'd be down for a Killer Army new album.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
How many albums they got?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, if they did, I'm talking do something relevant, do something tight. Them dudes can rap. They got their own vibe with that Wu-Tang shit that they don't even necessarily have to take.
I hear Domino come back for something.
He said Domino, people.
hey, go for that Domino. I love that first Domino album. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Sweet Potato Pie was my jam.
Well, what about the Ghetto Boys? What about the Ghetto Boys?
Okay, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, but that would be dope.
Just a Scarface album.
Ooh, perfect.
Mr. Scarface recently had a new album, like 2 years of the year. That's too long ago, though.
Okay, so James just said right now, Delinquent Habits. How about a new Funk Dubious album?
Not the Delinquent Habits, oh shit. I'm going to have motherfucking Funk Dubious come back and Funk Dubious.
You know what I mean? How about a Boogie Down Productions album?
Can't do it without Scott LaRock, man. Can't do it without Scott LaRock. Every time.
Okay, so the point is there's plenty of people that are still very talented.
Mm-hmm.
That are alive. They could be doing music. Not dead or alive. That are alive. That could be doing music. And probably are.
Spice One just put out an album.
Spice One works, though. Spice One works a little bit.
He's doing shit.
Todd also threw out Cypress Hill's in the studio again with All Mugs Production for his new Cypress Hill album.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, I need people to step it up. And I've had this conversation with a bunch of people. So to kind of retort, you know, to go on that, look, with your favorite MC that we're talking about, you also need them to come with it. Am I right? Like, they can't just be your favorite MC. Like, even Rakim. If I see there's a new Rakim song, he's got to be killing it.
He has to be killing it. He just can't just slap some shit together and just like, let's see if people buy it. Because I hate when rappers that are known in the game and are big icons and they just slap some shit like, It's like, why waste your time?
So, you know, the reason I bring up Rakim, and I bet everyone can agree with me, Rakim is laid back as a motherfucker when he raps. I mean, he's direct and kills it. Don't get me wrong. You feel me? But he's so relaxed that he has that persona on a track like, you know, like I don't give a fuck. Like I'm going to spit how I spit. You know, would that, if Rakim was brand new in 2014, would he be Rakim?
If he was brand new?
Yep.
If he was brand new, it's of course. I mean, as a thing, when once you're brand new and you got the hunger, a lot of motherfuckers lose hunger, he don't be consistent anymore. And,
No. I'll guess, and I'll ask both you guys. I mean, I gotta say, would he be as like the God MC if the first song we heard, even on the radio, he was already signed and everything? We heard from Rakim was like just, you know, the Rakim we know. Would the crowd perception be what it was in 2014 that it was then? And I think we talked about
why,
this.
I don't see why not, because I know one thing, ain't nobody got his flow. He don't sound like nobody else. There's a lot of people who's looking for something new. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Okay, but I
agree
with you.
But then again, that's not probably me. That's just probably me. I don't know.
I picture him, if he came out in 2014, I picture him with a Dilated People's Evidence crowd. You're still balling. You're still making money and doing your thing, got your respect. But these kids will want him to sound like Drake and Lil Wayne. That's what I'm saying. Remember we had the conversation with MC Shan on Die 4 Radio, and I said to him, if you drop the bridge right now, do you think the response will be what it was and the way it is in history? And he said, hell no. And it wasn't taking away from anything that he did.
You're talking about designer raps.
Not just designing raps, but...
designer raps.
But because that's what it is. You know, designer raps are a corporate spearhead for all this money. So would Rakim be Rakim in 2014? Sure, he would get noticed. Sure, he would be out there, but would he be Drake or Lil Wayne or any of these other motherfuckers? I don't think so. He would to us, again. And when I say Evidence and Dilated People, dude, Evidence has a huge following, and Evidence is one of my favorites. He's stupid, though. Okay? But would that have the effect that Rakim had on the hip-hop game in 2014? You think Rakim could just start fresh in 2014 and make the impact that he has on the game 20 years from now like it is right now?
No. You got to take in one more thing for a fact, and you got to take in for a fact that we didn't get music as fast as we do now back then. So back then, you know, when cats just had a record just for, you know, until however long till they get another record where you'll hear something of that caliber, you know, it might be, you know, far in there some, you know?
Yeah, and
good
for
point,
sure.
Good point.
So, no, for sure. Valid point. Very valid point. But there's a double-edged sword to that, though. Because the information comes faster, it also gets deleted faster. Okay. So Rakim could drop something on Tuesday on iTunes, 17 Tuesdays from there, nobody's checking for that CD. Nobody's checking for that single. Nobody's checking for that because the information is retained as quick as it's disposed.
Yep.
So what do you do?
Yeah, you know what?
You feel what I'm saying, though?
You know, that's why cats got to pay dues. And if cats are really trying to pay dues, they'll do stuff that the greats that came back before them did the same thing. They passed the salt, made sure the salt was passed. I mean, you look at cats like Outkast, who they have on their tracks. Oh, you know, they got George Clinton, and they doing some funkadelic stuff. You know, you look at Cube, you look at Eazy-E, they have the salt pass to them. So when they grew up, they had both parents listen to good music and jazz and funk, so they put it in their stuff. So it just mutated in the hip-hop, and the dudes get paid because they give it up for the people that came before them. And if everyone still kept to that arc that we started out back then, nowadays, the greats would still be great and still be up in everything today, and that's how it ought to be. But people want to idolize themselves instantly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to play some heat right now, okay? I got to go back into the Rakim. Beautifully said by Had One. Management for Rakim said there's a new Rakim single in October LP to come shortly, okay? What of the newer crowd of hip-hop is just going to go download Rakim? Let's think about it like that. Not necessarily they're hating, like, oh, I don't like that. Who's going to go check for the new Rakim album in this day and age besides people like us? Am I being, but Sneak, I got to go, Sneak's on, still on the line, I think. I got to go to him because he hasn't had any, you know, dialogue in it. So to go on that point, Sneak, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so are these younger cats really going to go on iTunes and Amazon and all this shit and check for the new Rakim album?
No, they're not, unless they up on it, unless they're doing the knowledge. Because you got to understand, this crowd right now, it's all looking at ASAP Ferg, that Kendrick Lamar, that Odd Future, you know what I'm talking about? They kind of, Wiz Khalifa, you know, them type of cats right there, man, but... You know,
you know they're not going to do the knowledge for real because it's right in front of them. They just want to listen to the preview of the song. If they like it and it's a club beat, they're going to download it. So then it actually kind of proves my point. Am I right, Sneak? Like 2014, if he started out with the way Rakim does it, and granted, I haven't heard the single yet, but I'm a huge fan. You know I'm going to cop it, so I'm not, you know, talking shit at all. I'm just saying in these days and times. I mean, he's not gonna be the God MC starting out in 2014. It is unfortunate trying to glorify that fact.
Then he's not God. How about that one?
When I seen all them dudes live not too long ago, you know, Nokia's pretty big. That's a big sound system. And, you know, a lot of times people can sound, even your favorite artist can sound fucked up with good equipment and, like, good this and that. Besides the music being, like, loud and echoing through the Nokia because it's big, their lyrics sound like I was listening to CD, and these dudes were not lip-syncing. No ad-libs, no hype men, no nothing. When Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and Naughty and EPMD and them rapped, I thought I was listening to a CD. I thought I was listening to a CD projected through a huge sound system.
Wow.
And you don't see none of that shit anymore.
Nope.
But I think you know, EPMD in 2014 would have a better chance than even Rakim. They're a group.
Oh,
he's dynamic.
I think EPMD would have a better chance than Rakim, period.
And you know, E's beats, you can still, you know, how many beats has E done that's been like, yo.
A lot.
You know, like, man, that shit's still rocking. Didn't E do that beat with him in Too Short on the Getting It album? Him and Too Short with Red and them, what is it, Buy You Some. Didn't he do that beat?
Yep. Yes, sir.
So did.
So, look, I mean,
that remind me of my Fat Gold Chain.
Yeah. So, again, I mean, we talking about real instances here of you know, what's really happening because it's like, you know what's crazy, too? Because they did come from that era, I found out a lot of these people are, like, still trying to move with the times themselves. Who work at Guitar Center, you know, for years and this and that and know engineering and equipment and shit like that. But some of these people only know how to do music the old school way. And it's not their fault. Listen to the sound. They didn't do anything wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into some music. We've been ranting a little bit for a while. I got an exclusive right here. You know what I'm saying? MC Light. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Y'all got to give it up. you know, for MC Light and another OG in the game, Common. And, you know, the thing is that coming her new LP that she's coming with, first studio album in 11 years. 11 years since Light has dropped something. You know, and who knows, like we're talking about right now, what the day and age was at that time. So, just in general, I love to hear people like this. Now, you know, I know a lot of people aren't, it's just the way the game is, female rapper fans sometimes. But I have to tell you, MC Light has always put it down for me. I don't know about y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
She's way sampled. She's sampled in hip-hop so many times.
Yeah, and yeah, people sample her to this day.
Yeah, they do.
From his A to G album.
So, either way, we're about to go into this right now. Dotful exclusive, MC Light, having a great conversation, just having fun on Dotful Radio. Common, let's go.
Dear John, I know this life has been filled with stress and pain. If I could, I'd take it all away. All away.
I know you gotta feel like your back is pinned against the wall most times, but in those times, you remain open. Closed minds will get you nowhere. Gotta move with no fear, so dare I salute you. Knowing everything you've been through is just a journey every man must take. The key for some is not to make the same mistakes and fall victim to the chaos the world creates. In the heat of the moment, you can mistake an ally for an opponent and wipe your own out. What a waste, and in the face of hate, discover that it's too late.
Yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna
do? A letter to the better the demonstration. Situation got you wishing for ventilation. Can't breathe, trying to find what I believe. It's hard for a tree to grow when father figures leave. Plus I got a seed in my baby mama need. Smoke a little weed to keep my mind free. Only God could judge me, so to him I plead. Fifth in my hand, the myth of a man that I should know it all and I ain't supposed to fall. Getting locked up and boxed up, the protocol. Writings on the wall, fighting for the cause. Read a letter from the world and it said,
yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
Confused with those who say they have your back. I feel your pain, I know you're under attack. To be strong in all things and always just ain't real. So some stray, lives left in hallways, death, breath is in the air. Let your thirst for life persevere. Someone once said you were chosen, but as you've gotten older, doors are now closing. Karma comes around, and all those silly things you did as a grown child are wheeling down in your direction. But not all hope is lost. Gather your thoughts for the second coming, and I'm guessing you'll be stronger than you've ever been.
So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
Dotful Radio in the house, exclusives out here, y'all. You already know how it goes down. You know, again, I'm still just a huge fan. I'm gonna go Matt Ford first. What'd you think?
I love it, man. It's just refreshing to hear her, man. It's about time, Light. You know what I'm saying? The game needs you.
Yep. So, I mean, and then going down the news feed, you know what I'm saying? M.O.P. coming out. Here's a big one. Camp Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Camp Low.
Love the Mashup Posse, man. Love the Mashup Posse.
You know what I'm saying? Grave Diggers. Organized Confusion, supposedly working on something.
About fucking time.
Okay.
Yeah.
One we missed out. I'm down for a Pharaoh and a Poe album. I'm down for that. Yep. De La Soul.
I'll skip on a De La Soul, but yeah, I got you.
You listen to a De La Soul album before you listen to that Drake album.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I would listen to De La Soul before I listen to Drake. Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, so let's define it from there. De La Soul or Jurassic 5?
Jurassic 5.
Okay. Tuna's dope.
I never was a huge fan of De La Soul. Because I go back to what Lord Jamar was saying on Vlad TV about them. Everything he said about that shit is true, so that's my opinion. I don't care what bad ass they get from it either. I don't fuck with De La Soul. Only track I like was the one that did with Redman, and that was it.
Okay, so we talking
shit,
about like kind of heavy
shit.
Hitters in the game, okay?
What holes they put in the game? I don't fuck with it.
Okay, so would somebody check for a new Do or Die album?
Oh wow!
Someone from Chicago? Yeah, those dudes was.
Picture This was a good ass album. Yeah. 6 Million was my song. Obviously, Poe Pimp and all that dope album. But if Do or Die, like, boom, they're, you know, throw this campaign together and this and that, would you check for the Do or Die album?
Yeah, I love all that shit, especially people that used to do a lot of, that were on Rap-A-Lot, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a humongous Rap-A-Lot fan, so for sure I'd check for that.
Okay. So, okay. So,
Big Mike, I want a Big Mike album with motherfucking Big Mike.
Okay. Oh,
we had him on the show as well.
That's so funny. Hey, we already know I grew up with you, homie. I was going to say Mr. Mike.
Yep. Damn, that's Suave House shit right there, boy.
Homie, come on. Hey, Crucial Conflict. Would you check for it?
Yep, Crucial Conflict. If I got one for your motherfucking ass, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Motherfucking Mystical.
I'd check for a Mystical album for sure.
Yes, sir, buddy. Unpredictable. All
right, well, I'm gonna go back to these boards real quick. Joel Ortiz, 5'9", Brothers Keeper. Let's go.
They say blood thicker than water. But love thicker than blood. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you ain't even gotta look too far, man. If y'all niggas need the yower's there, I'm on call. Speed down. Quick question.
Are you my brother keeper? 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 Am I your 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 brother keeper? Are you my brother keeper? Are you my brother keeper?
This shit done left music, we just fam now. Man, I done brought niggas around who give a fuck about rhyming. Gave them that look, see, I don't know, but that's your man now. My shooters is yours, extra hands out, but not a handout. Nickel, you had me feeling fly, feeling no fly. Walking through that Motor City Inn like I was multi. Goons on both sides, somebody sneeze, that nigga daddy wear a bow tie. And crook, I'm always comfortable on your side. Sauce you a boss, horseshoe, what it do? C-style, hold your head, Tracy, can't wait to meet you. And jump off, when that whole shit jumped off. But I ain't gonna name no names, but yeah, I hope that I ain't come off grimy. But dogs, I fuck with them niggas, that's why I never threw my gloves on. Needed to clear that up, cause that shit been really bothering me for dumb long. A nigga say something, I run in that nigga mouth. To everybody you button, to me, you my nigga mouth.
Are you my brother keeper? 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 Am I your 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 brother keeper? Are you my 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 brother keeper? Am I your brother keeper? Am I your brother keeper?
on fire. Boy, oh, shit. Chemistry you never seen before. We the four, well known plus worth knowing. You niggas either or. Even if we was poor, never seen a tour. And Eminem didn't put our CDs in a convenience store anymore. We could still hit the streets and score. I help us finance our dreams on a triple beam. Never bicker for simple things. Loyalty is royalty. With these shady royalties, I will loyally help you pay all your lawyer fees. It's much deeper than the art of rap. It's realer than me signing a few autographs, rocking my new Florida tap. I was raised to keep it G-Sit, snap, starter hat, and bury our enemies like artifacts. These artifacts, like Chinese food in the fridge, we a cold combination. Slaughter, slaughter, my whole conversation.
Are you my brother's keeper? 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 Am I your 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 brother's keeper? Are you my 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 brother's keeper? Am I your brother's keeper? Am I your brother's keeper?
I'ma be Mac holding, I'm cut this way, no matter where I'm at. It'll be black roses on Mother's Day, on their mama front door mat. You know I'm quick to jump in front of fire in the line of fire. You ain't got to act beside I'm on, I'm going homicide. May I simply cease to exist if I should be a bitch. If you should die and I should stay behind, we actually a switch. As far as passing you a chick, you get the alley-oop, you ask for the assist. This is the fact, cause mode and rap to me is most serious than holding a load of gas to me. I sold my soul to a bottle of Patron, and my favorite uncle died of an illness. Alky related, then he stole it back from me, and now he up in heaven like Ness. You owe it back to me. I was taught to too much talking to make you fall faster. My actions show that I'm real, I ain't got to broadcast it. I called you and said that I had to fall back, I had to recover, and here we are. That's for my brother.
Are you my brother's keeper? Are you my brother's keeper? Am I your 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 brother's keeper? Are you my 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 brother's keeper? Am I your brother's keeper? Am I your brother's keeper?
Am I your brother's keeper?
The love I got for y'all goes unsaid. Was there with me and Shorty unwed. For that, I'm always down to pump lead. We formed a bond against the cowards. Only grew over time in the studio for hours. And tours with no showers. In towns I never heard of was no small fort. But we was all sports. Slaughterhouse t-shirts and our ball shorts. Quit all that other shit. That's just other shit. Love is love. We ain't even gotta discuss the shit. The part that stick, G. My brothers love me so much. I think that punch hit y'all harder than it hit me. Four of the best in the world, I put an M on it. And if that ain't enough, I'm putting M on it. We back to Hawk tying beats up and stepping on it. Back on our old shit, just like me, no blessings on it. Crowd screaming, the fans can get excited. And oh, as far as that question, I won't even dignify it.
Are you my brother's keeper? 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 Am I your 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 brother's keeper? Are you my brother's keeper?
And my brothers, I keep it close and I'ma keep on keeping. Die for radio. Man. Classic hip-hop. No, I'm feeling it. You know what, though? Royce is always one of my favorites, dude. I don't give a fuck. Nobody says. I think Royce the 5'9 is tighter than Eminem. My personal opinion. I'm not taking anything away from Eminem,
Royce.
But I think Royce is tighter.
Close, I mean, as much as I hear a lot of instructors out there playing from Eminem's dope, though, I mean.
No, but it's situations. I mean, I don't just mean to say it like, oh, he's way better than Eminem, but it's like, you know, I'm still into, you know, when Eminem blew up, he did his own type of music that was tight. Royce still pit that hard, like boom bap shit, you know, and I'm keen to that, you know, so that shit kind of follows me. But Royce got bars. Royce 5'9 got bars to the fullest.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because I still play the Malcolm X, where he murked them all, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Royce.
Yep. Okay, so, bug it. What was your favorite battle song? Mad 4.
Favorite battle song. Fuck, and you know what? I was having this debate the other day, but there's a few, but off top, son of a bitch.
I'm going to just go with Ice Cube's No Vaseline.
Okay. Nate.
Hit 'em up, Tupac.
Okay. Okay. James, favorite battle song?
Favorite battle song? Man.
That was actually out there, not no underground.
No, Cannabis Second Round Knockout.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yo, Cannabis, man, what's up, man? I caught you on that cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch-ass niggas, you know what I mean, talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But Beep Game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right, you know what I mean? But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in here. Move that head, man. Come on to me, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood, man. Come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. Niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis Man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MC for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're going to do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it.
Yo, I'm going to
let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you laser vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body because it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got skills. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels. From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start,
hey,
nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got an illegal one for all the fighters to move trust. If I see one more, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't see a fight.
Yo, Cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. No bitch-ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out, but don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take it by force, blast you with a 45 cord, make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderbolts. Before you wanted the war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off a dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him. But he feeling himself cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'll even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan so he can persuade me to squash it. I say nah, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself. Train to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land. Programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it, some wax did it, and probably thought that because it's been a minute, I forget it. Fuck that, cause like Common and Cube, I see the bitch in you. And I'ma make the world see you too, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Can I go?
Yo, Cannabis, man, you moving like my Tiger Kenya, man. You're in and out and you're agile with your flow, man. But dig, right? You got to meet, man, that's your name, Cannabis. Your whole agenda's to eat these niggas, man. They have no business to be in the same.
Yo, check it out. This is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One. I'm going to slip this in. I'm going to say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf. Catfish Billy, fuck with me and get slapped silly, or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting to hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these pansies.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Die for radio. Just some good times in the town, y'all. Lord Jamal in the house. And I do, you know, no Vaseline, my shit. Hit him up, my shit. I do love the second round knockout because, you know, I don't even know what my favorite is. Truth, I honestly, I don't know. Like,
you got a good one. Fuck that shit. Can't catch me off guard and not answer one. Come on, you got to pull one out the rabbit's ass.
I'm even gonna be like, you know, I kind of liked What Would You Do on the Dogtown. Now let's take these ruthless fools, in a pound of one. Even though it was subtle, I like the way they did it. See, that's the way I kind of like it. I mean, but we talking songs? Man,
We need to do another beef show and just do with the best records. You know, we need to do another show like that.
I mean, oh, man. I guess I got to go. Just the way I'm feeling right now, I guess I got to go second round knockout. But see, I feel different about that song now. You know, when I heard it, you know, I ain't going to lie. The other weekend, I got to see, you know, had the pleasure of chilling with Corrupt, Idi Amin, and we was at a dispensary meet and greet. And, you know, Edie did hit him up live. And the whole crowd did everybody's verse, and then Edie got up there and did his. You know, and it was like, that's dope. You feel me? Like, Hit 'Em Up was a classic.
Come on.
I mean, Ether?
Ether? Even Jay-Z's Takeover was ill.
Yup.
I thought it was dope. I was going to say, I love the verse on Drop a Gem on him. One of the only, like, Tupac disses, unless you count Who Shot Ya, you know, this and that. 30 G's worth of gun clapping, Who Shot Ya, probably screaming louder than an opera, New York Gotcha. Like, I mean, come on, dude. There was nobody really, like...
Why did she rip them?
I mean, that Drop a Gem on him verse was dope. That was dope. As a Park
fan. That was fire. I'm sorry. I get in a lot of arguments about this shit. Hit 'Em Up was dope, but, I mean, you could go on a record and be like, well, fuck you for just, you know how they say, fuck Mobb Deep and all that.
But nobody,
I mean,
not to interrupt you, but nobody would have been able to pull off a track like Hit 'Em Up like Pac and the Outlaws did. Their chemistry was so dope that they really just did their thing. And let's not forget, you know what I'm saying? They basically, I mean, I know the beat's been sampled a bunch too, but that was the Get Money remix because Junior Mafia dropped Get Money. And then they had the remix
exactly.
That kind of had that, you can be as bad as the first woman. Okay, so, and then that's when Hit 'Em Up dropped. And it was like a thing off of that. So it was almost like, you know, I got to go to a couple too. You know what I'm saying? Cypress Hill, Todd Davis, No Rest for the Wicked, dope, you know. Hey, Common bitching you. I was going to say bitching you, for sure. That's dope. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
that's dope. I'm sorry. Yep, I feel you. As much as Ice Cube, my favorite rapper, I mean, shoot, Common got him. He got all of them on that record.
Even Common, that's funny. Because
I'm a Cuban, not better than Common. I'm sorry, but Common got a Cube on that record.
I guess to see you next lifetime. Yeah, Erykah Badu. Hey, but look, Common knew the song was so dope. I forget what documentary that was on off the top of my head, but he was like, when I did House of Blues on Sunset, I wore a vest. He was like, I didn't know what to expect because of that song. Like, he was even scared because of what the fuck he said. So, I mean, but look, here we go. I mean, Pac and Big are dead. You know, Gaddafi, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. You know, a lot of people died throughout those, but at the same time, if you go back to, you know, where, like, the beef and the battle started, it, I think we can, you know, really define that again. And there's a huge battle crowd. I'm not saying there's not people battling. I'm just saying to where it's not just a genre. Remember when battling and, like, freestyling wasn't a genre, but it was just still hip-hop?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm talking
about. Battle shit. I watch that. I watch everything, Disaster and all them fools, Matt Hoffa. I'm into that shit. I be watching that shit heavy daily. I love it.
Okay, so let's bring up a little battle. We can do this. We can do this, right? We got Cassidy and Disaster coming in December. A lot of hype going across this battle. I'll go to Sneak. What's your opinion on it? Sneak Rothstein, you there?
Yo, you said that Cassidy, my bad, on mute. You said that
Cassidy and Disaster battle.
You know what, Cassidy, man, he witty with them punchlines, you know what I mean? Plus he took the commercial. I haven't really checked out the other cat too much, so I'm kind of leaning towards Cassidy, but I'm going to check that cat Disaster out.
Okay,
what he got.
Before I get James' opinion and I get Four's opinion, I'm going to play a song real quick. Die for Radio.
Okay.
We're coming right back. We're going to get some consensus on this Cassidy and Disaster battle. One time for your mind.
Like me, then we should go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
The Hustler.
Lawson fan, you already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio.
Battle me face to face.
Don't go on the internet talking all indirect.
Battle me face to face.
Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs.
Battle me face to face.
You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man.
Battle me face to face.
Go at it and battle for the right fee. I know it's some things that seem unlikely, but it is some battles I would like to see.
Me, I spit sick and ain't no remedy, nigga, so I'm a threat to the rest of these industry niggas. I could make you a memory, nigga. My tech nine will blow your mind like John F. Kennedy, nigga. I'm a goon, not a finicky, nigga. I pull plenty of triggers. My gun blow like Yosemite, nigga. I never been a pretender be, nigga. Coming up, when I was young, I was buck like that Tennessee nigga. I ain't trying to make no enemies, nigga, but I figured join the dudes y'all claim to be. Y'all dudes lame to me. The game ain't the same to me, and it's plain to see. Who you think will win if Diddy battle Jermaine or Jazzy Faye? Your man, he fresh when at it. Your man Will I Am and Wyclef Clef when at it. Just imagine if the ghost and the chef went at it, or Red Man and your man Meth went at it. Dramatic. Man, I'll pay to see that show. Another good battle will be Rick Ross and Fat Joe. I wanna see Foxy battle Lil' Kim again. Drake battle Kanye and Wayne battle Eminem. I wanna see Dr. Dre battle Timbaland. Eclipse vs. Chris and E. Pharrell vs. Swift. I wanna see Beans and Kiss catch records again. And see Jay-Z battle Nas or DMX again. Like wrestling, rappers talk dumb greasy. I wanna see Gucci go at it with Young Jeezy. Tip and Ludacris should go next. Game should battle Styles P, and Common should battle Mos Def. You know what else to be dumb hot?
What?
Juice Man vs. Flies and Young Dro vs. Young Jock. I wish we could see Trina battle EVE, but my beat vs. MOP, what I need to see. Twist and Crazy Bone battle would be fucking fast. What if Capone and Nori battle Corrupt and Daz? Lil Flip and Slim Thug would be a nice move, but I'd rather see Ice-T and Ice Juice. Mesa go at it like straight savages. Another good battle would be Jewels and Fabulous.
But the next one gotta be the best one. The next one should be Rakim and KRS-One. That'd be wonderful. I wonder who will win that. I know my fans wondering where the fuck I done been at. Look, I took a rest but came back like I never left. We all gon' perish, you gotta cherish every breath. That's why I wish Big and Tupac never left. I'm not kidding, man, the game would be a lot different. But I'm in love with hip-hop, I can't stop spitting. Stop shitting on other cats with the rap that I've written. Take a stand, man, stop tripping. If you can't take the heat, then get your ass out the hot kitchen. Cats not slipping, you already know. But you sound weak like an alarm clock radio. Every flow, I'm like Marset, ready, go. I run all over tracks, you cats not ready, though. I stay on my job like I was from Mexico. No, I'm not Mexican, but I'm a rare specimen. I'm better than the best of them, better than all the rest of them. But if you think you better, buy mine, come test me then. You already know that this a nigga don't go on the radio. Battle me face to face. Don't go on the internet talking all indirect. Battle me face to face. Instead of making diss songs, I'd rather make hit songs. Battle me face to face. You gotta earn your respect, man. Let's see who the best, man. Battle me face to face. Lost in the family. Crossover. Bing.
Motherfuckers to get going. I mean, you know, coincidentally, I mean, you know, playing that song, but the battle coming up with him in Disaster. Matt Four, I told you I was going to come to you. What do you think?
That battle, I'm going to have to go with Disaster. I love Cassidy, don't get me wrong. Cassidy could make a better song, better music, but when it gives you a battle, oh man, Disaster right now is on fire. I don't see... Let's just say it's going to be another corner coming around the corner, and it's going to be Cassidy getting bagged on that one.
Okay, I'm going to go to Have One.
Yeah, I'm going to have to side with Disaster on this one. For those of you that aren't as familiar with Disaster on the underground market, he's the guy that ended Cannabis's career. He made Cannabis, in quote, say that he's not a battle rapper or not a freestyle rapper. He's always been a battle writer, but not a battle rapper in a freestyle sense, which I know sounds weird, but, I mean, pretty much made Cannabis just stall out to the point of not crying, but asking some dude in the background with dreads to hand him a book. And then in this book, he started reading Disaster poetry, and at that moment, it was like watching Cannabis, like, get butt-raped and...
I agree with you because it looked really bad. But do you know who ended Cannabis' career? Big shout out to Todd Davis because he just quoted this.
What?
Cannabis.
Yeah, Cannabis.
Cannabis ended Cannabis' career.
True. It was like the Ghost of Christmas Past took him through his career. It was amazing.
So you know what I'm surprised nobody has said?
Come John.
It wasn't up there, y'all. Come on now. Some of them disses, man, that shit was dope.
Fuck yeah, man. Rest in peace, Eazy-E. Shout out to his sons, Little E and fucking definitely E3.
Absolutely. Man. I tell you what, man, like, all this just reminds me of good old-fashioned times, you feel me? Good old-fashioned times. I'm gonna have to. I don't know. I feel inspired. Like I feel like, you know, like we moving on some shit here. I will have to say though, big shout out to the people that definitely stuck with Die For, because, you know, things have been, you know, out there and out here and just kind of, you know, everything we doing. But it's about to be so beautiful, y'all. Don't even trip. Don't even trip. Plenty of music to come. Look, I got to give a shout-out to Supreme the Elohim for our new single, September 30th. Look out for Silent Weapons, Tragedy, Gaddafi, Elohim, Dyer Lansky. Don't even trip. It's about to be the craziest song y'all heard in a while. That's all I can say. I'm going to have to tell you, as a big fan of Trag, she definitely laced Trag, even to where you kind of like sit back and be like, wow, the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Can talk, yeah. Like, you know, but as an MC, you know, we're going to do our thing and get it going. But I'm going to have to tell you, like, people are going to be very surprised with this track. And, but yeah, it's really going down. It's really going down. I'm going to go to a quick song real quick, like, and then come back and get some last shout-outs and then drop an exclusive, y'all, even though this is an exclusive as well. But Razzcast of Paula Brown, How to Kill God, Die For Radio. We're coming right back at you.
How to kill God. Yeah, this is how to kill God. Holocaust, crusade, Zionism, jihad. Yeah, yeah. They call me iconoclastic. My head on a platter like John the Baptist. Blasphemous, heretic, conceited, bastard. I just ask the questions the preacher can't answer. Like why Christians in prison say amen when that's the Egyptian sun god Amun-Re. Ain't that a sin to say? And ain't that pagan? And ain't pagan meaning Satan? And if Satan gave mankind liberation, his worship of knowledge, the Templar revelation, a Freemason, this how to kill God. Holocaust, crusade, Zionism, jihad. Razzcast, God Body MC, 18th letter, Jehovah God, Son, and me. My freestyles ain't free, impossible, like one divinity divided into three. Same people that rape and beat you, teach you, ravishly chocolate eggs on Easter. Mormons believe Prophet Joe Smith, say Christ appeared in America in 1820 and shit. To black people was cursed, preached polygamy and told the white man to rule the earth. Utah still racist as can be. So motherfuck Donnie and Marie. Giving religion with no proof. Crucify the facts, I doubt your truth. This is how to kill God. Get 10 commandments, break all 10 laws. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, but worship a white man on the cross, put your faith in it. I'm not anti-Christ, not anti-Islamic, anti-Semite, never. Rather be like me when the Matrix, they made us slaves and changed our names. Now with our lineage they trying to claim. But I am the same direct descendant of King David through the passion of Christ. Cause Mary Magdalene was really Jesus' wife. Original Hebrew, black philosopher Jew. Persecuted by the Romans, the chosen few. Illuminati stole it from the Egyptian mystery school. Started flipping our tools. And perverted our math. Master Masons learned who God is. Giving them gas, addicting to crack. Poverty, miseducation, plague. Oh Lord, this is how to kill God. Black skin,
Baby Moses was found in the boat in the river by Pharaoh's daughter. Must have been a black man. She raised him as her own son. How black women pass off a white child as their own one. Research is all true, that's why I'm a cynic. Why should I believe in your God? He's schizophrenic. Three personalities, guilty incest. Son, his own father, never had sex with his mama. Catch Holy Ghost, CIA, kill God. Center every pentagram is a pentagon. Los Angeles City, peace the plan. Trying to scam human beings like broke you can. 666 microchips in your hand. Navigation your whip started the program. But Uncle Tom Bradley chipped a pet. Same satellite they track you with GPS. Hit cats and dogs in the 1980s. Probably on a low ship and newborn babies. Niggas call me crazy, crazy spectator. Since my soul at stake, I'm a collectator. If I'm going to hell, you express elevator. Christmas, you celebrate a pagan holiday. Mithra, Adonis, Dionysus, is Osiris. Same birthday, who rose on the third day. Yeah, this is how to kill God. Holocaust, crusade, Zionism, jihad. Yeah, this is how to kill God. Racism, sexism, everyism is a schism.
Die for radio in the motherfucking house. Gotta give it up for that Raz Kaz.
Yeah.
And I gotta give a big shout-out to all the Die 4 haters out there.
Fuck them.
I'm going to say one time for your mind, fuck all y'all.
Suck a dick, bitch.
Real
we
fuck.
Love you. Fucking haters.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to sneak real quick. Hey, Sneak, give some of your last shout-outs, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate you rocking with us. Obviously,
yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to play a few more tracks and basically get out of here. I got a lot of music to do. I ain't got time for y'all, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. Now, hey, look, y'all, I'm going to tell you. Consistency for these shows literally has been through hard work. And I mean that, you know, sincerely because I love doing this radio show. And actually, I had a weird-ass, long-ass day. Real talk, and I'm going to have to tell you, like, I kind of wasn't planning on doing the show because, you know, I was planning on being in the studio and doing what we got to do and, you know, finish this, you know, get him on iTunes, get this revenue going, get this Die 4 movement out there, you know what I'm saying? And I literally, a little bit before, and especially the homie James came through getting his radio schooling on, I just was like, yeah, I want to blow off some steam. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? And so here we are in Die 4 Radio, and I had a blast. It's like therapy, you know, for me. So either way, what's happening with you, Sneak?
Man, enjoying the show, enjoying the night, enjoying this California living, man. It feels good to be back home, you know what I mean? And got a lot of work to do, man. Big shout-out to DJ Lime. Big shout-out to Gunny Sinatra. Big shout out to my nigga Big Twin, man. Big shout out to Killer Ron, the whole Jodian movement, Die 4 Radio. My Shut 'Em Down niggas, man. Big shout out to my New York folks, my Connecticut folks, my Texas folks, my Alabama folks, my Georgia folks, man. And all my international folks that's fucking with this movement right here, man. Real recognize. Y'all see the shit. I mean, much love to all y'all, all the supporters, all the haters too. We love y'all too, man. And we ain't stopping because of y'all motherfuckers. We're going to go harder. Bitch, you. What's up, Coca?
Yep. Yeah.
Winning.
I got to get my dude had one. You guys are going to see him on Die 4 Radio very soon with his own show, doing his own thing. He's sitting here. Getting it in, how we do. Hey, add one. Give some last shout-out.
Shout-outs to all my peoples. Much love. VO, man, Captain, where you at? EO, much love. And that's about it. My mom, Dukes. Love y'all.
Yep. Matt Ford, where you at, homie?
You know what? I just want to say, of course, shout out to the Die Four Productions family. My brother Dyer, Wayne G, Chuck Aside, whatever the fuck you at. City, Chasos, the new papa, Sneak Wallstein, shout out to Todd Davis. Man, much love to y'all, but whatever, motherfuckers, Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, Die Four Terror Dome Radio, check it out. You want your exclusive dope music, new shit, Die Four music, check it out. Hit my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube. Everything at M-A-D-D-P-H-O-U-R. Period. Hit that. You'll find me everywhere. Shout out to the haters. Kiss my ass. Kiss my wheelchair rolling ass. And I'll be back on my feet to stomp you out. Die for.
Hey, you know what? And I got to say, man, real talk for look, I've grown up with you, right? Okay, you already know how that goes down. But, you know, you a fucking asshole. Okay?
I am an asshole.
You already know that. So the thing is, but I've, you know, you're my dude. Like, I've dealt with that, you know, my whole life. So the thing is considering what you went through and how you're actually facing it, like, it's amazing, dude, because not that I didn't think you were going to handle business, but I thought, honestly, you were going to be a little more negative than you. You've been a happy-go-lucky motherfucker. I'm like, dude, I'm like, what the fuck, you know, what kind of cupcakes he's eating in the morning? You know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean,
no,
you know, whatever.
I mean,
what
if I have to, you know, you got to look at it that way. I'm lucky to be alive. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? It's I got a second chance, another lease of life, and everybody out there, take my advice, man. Kiss your loved ones. Good night. If you're out there rolling at night by yourselves, because you never know if you might see them again or not. I mean, that is coming for me. Be careful what you do. I know God looks out for people that are genuine, and for some damn reason, he said he spared me, and I love God, and I'm blessed. So you know how it goes.
Yeah, but you're an asshole.
I am asshole. You could, I can't argue that one.
But you know, I love you to death, homie. Like, real talk, and you fucking, I'm like super duper proud of you, dude. Like, it's unbelievable. The amount of like pride I have from my brother from another, and that's real talk. This is my brother from another right here. Like, I have so much pride for what he's accomplished and been through, and it's just fucking amazing. And it's part of this Die For shit, and I'm just honored, y'all. So let me give my last motherfucking shout out, since y'all, you know what I'm saying, need to know about Dire Lancy. First off, shout out to hip hop. You feel me? Shout out to motherfucking music, because real talk, I gotta say, I'd be fucking dead or in jail, and that there's no ands or buts about it. Because if I wasn't able to freestyle growing up and do what I did, I just would have done more crimes than I was already doing and got away with. So, peace out to that, everybody from Die For, my whole fam. You know what I'm saying? Me, Ross, my brother Todd Davis. I mean, these motherfuckers, like everybody, like in my circle. What's crazy about it? That it's all like leading to something. Like we like right on the edge right there. Like we scratching at the surface. Like should we walk over? Should we come on? you know. But we right there. The only thing that's gonna take this next plateau is that. Not only not be scared to should we cross over, but not cross over, bulldoze over that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Point. Big shout out to everybody that really does, you know, what they do. And I you know, what was ironic is the homie Paz One. If y'all don't know who Paz One is, look him up. Dope-ass fucking MC out here. He's actually out here in Pomona, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was just out hip hop camp. I actually Die 4 Productions sponsored the CD with Paz One, Raz Kaz, Master Ace, Shabam Sadiq, and all this, and they took out, you know, like a crazy amount of copies that said brought to you by Die 4 Productions in the Czech Republic. You know what I'm saying? For hip hop camp out there, the music festival. So we're, you know, blessed to be there. But one thing, you know, about what he did and what he does as far as a underground artist is consistency. And that's what we're doing right now. And to get to that next plateau, all we got to do, like I told him on the radio show, was not reinvent the wheel, but just get the bigger tires and run over these motherfuckers. Real talk. And even though, you know, rambling, I just think we're such at a prime position right now that it just seems like there's nothing going to stop us but us. So I just want to leave it with that. But big shout out to all the supporters. I'm feeling kind of generous. I really am.
Before you put the track, whatever you're going to say, sorry for cutting you off, check out die4productions.com, the website, period.
Yep. Sure. And it's about to be updated with a brand new everything. It'll be launching within the next 10 days, but everything's still interactive now. Everything die4 music is all free on the website, but you're about to see in the next 10 days a whole crazy different website. So, I mean, you know what? But I'm going to go to my man Rusty Jux, die4 BCC representative. One time for your mind. We'll see y'all.
Rubber grip handles, shooting in this bitch, got it lit.